Bane, Tom Hardy's Bane. Because of so many quotables. Fucking peace will cost you your strength. Victory has defeated you. I was like, nigga, that's pause.
Nah, so I watched that joint like twice in a row, like when I got HBO Max. Bro, I was crushing that joint, bro. Oh, man, it was amazing. But what else is amazing is that we're back in the attic. Yes, sir. Tommy Times, River Warlord AM, coming back at you. We kill cowboys in the attic everywhere you get podcasts. Attic and Friends on all social media. And, yeah, follow us there, bro.
I was just support, saying, I was just saying we don't have a social media that really, we don't, I don't think we have a social media yet.
That's
that,
good.
That, well, yeah, but that does the independent artist justice.
Not real. What do you think? What do you think will give them justice, though, in your opinion?
We're not really seeing how much engagement people are truly getting.
Oh, like what you said, what you talking about before, yeah.
Because the way these algorithms work, you see a rapper that has followers, that is talented or, you know, or creative in general, post something, and some people get the likes and some people don't. But then you go to the show and it's packed out. There's all these bunch of people. It doesn't reflect the real support, I don't think, especially Instagram.
I feel you. But yeah, speaking of talented artists, we got a special guest today in the attic. We got Jamal J. Yes, sir.
Yo, what's up, yo?
What's going on, brother, man? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm cooling. It's my first time doing something like this.
Oh, word, man? Yeah. I just peeped you did like an interview with DMV and Hoods and shit like that. Yeah, it was pretty solid, man. Like, but this is like your first like official like interview podcast or anything like that?
Yeah, I've never done nothing like this before.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, fuck. You know, welcome. You know what I'm saying? This is great, bro. But yeah, let's just start like first off, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're very talented, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not sure what it was. I think it was either like someone's story. I just saw like someone, it was like one of them DMV pages, I think, one of the repost pages. They like reposted your video, I think you just dropped for what song was it you just dropped?
I did drop a single. My last music video I dropped was Words to Live By.
It might have been Words to Live By, or it might have been your latest single that I saw that like one. Someone repost, and I was like, oh, cool, let me check this cat out. Yeah. And bro, you know, I was hella impressed. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, DMV cat, you know, talented, hella professional, bro.
Takes the videos very, very seriously.
You know, like that's one of the things I was very impressed by, bro. Like, yeah, you're taking your videos very seriously. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your bio's straight, you got the United Masters joining your bio, in your bio, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's even like disheartening to even kind of say shit like that, because not enough niggas do it, you know what I mean?
It's not a lot of people that do it, but you know, it's something about being professional, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that.
I've also learned to move like I already made it.
Smart. Yeah, that's smart for real.
So you kind of approached it from a business standpoint first, or from a creative standpoint first?
At first, it was really like creative. Like, I was really just wanted to have like a, you know, certain aesthetic that I wanted my social media to look. And then it was really before I really like found my own sound. I was really just rapping for real. But now I think business, you know. I'm older now, so you know, that's definitely gonna come into play. So
yeah, definitely.
I definitely gotta work on that.
But yeah, take us back to like the beginning, bro. Like, so like, when did you like really start like rapping and shit, or like what influenced you to start rapping, rather?
So I can't take you back. I was in like when I second first grade. Started rapping.
Second grade.
Second grade? Nah. I can't even remember. I was 11 years old. So.
Oh wow. 11th like grade, grade. 11, yeah, that's like fifth grade.
Fourth, fifth grade, something fourth like grade, that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So,
that's
yeah,
good
I was.
Hip hop age, man.
You know what I'm saying? I was rapping in, like, you know, Mac Miller beats.
Oh, word,
so when I heard that he passed away, that shit hurt me, because that was the first beat I rapped on. It was Best Day Ever.
Was it? Yeah. Was it? You're 20, right?
21.
21 now. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, you're just a year younger than me. Yeah. So, it's about the same. That's about the time. Yeah. Oh, man.
So you was rapping over that beat. Were you big on the blogs at that time? Because I remember I was everywhere. Every mixtape. I mean, you remember the times when it was just like unreleased, unmastered shit was just leaking out of studios, bad sound quality, but like it had your favorite.
I love it when you hit your rocker chair moments. You're just like, remember the back in those times?
Oh, man. No.
Back in the day.
Before the FBI came and shut everything down. Yeah, literally. Man.
And nah, when I was at that age, I wasn't big. You know, a couple kids at school knew that I rapped. I mean, nobody took me seriously for real.
Oh yeah, I mean at that age, I don't think anyone takes anyone seriously.
I mean, what 11? Yeah. 11? Nah, that's when I really started. I was just like, you know, fucking around my dad's basement, and then I really started taking it seriously when I was in seventh grade.
Yeah, I saw in your bio that you said that you started taking it more seriously when your stepmother died.
Yeah, she passed away December 17th.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
2017, yeah. So it was. I really stopped after a little. I stopped for like probably like a month or whatever, and then I was actually able to link up with my rest in peace, my stepmother's cousin. Mm-hmm. Idris Elba.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, so, I saw that. That was one of the questions I was gonna ask you, bro.
We were able to collab. We made a song dedicated to her.
That's awesome, bro. Yeah. Like, what was it like hanging out with that man, bro? Because he's like famous.
Yeah, he came for the funeral. So you know, I was able to chop it up with him, and he listened to a couple of my songs.
And he was like, bro, it's fucking chopping the stew.
Yeah, I got his contact information, and I said, I got this song I want to do for my mother.
Oh, that's great, because
he grew up with her, so
yeah,
he had a lot.
She was from London then, I imagine.
She's originally from Sierra Leone.
Told you.
That's funny. You did say that because Idris is from Sierra Leone. Yeah, yeah.
I told
and this
you.
Nigga's from Sierra. You know
I told you. Bro.
Are you Sierra Leonean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
be comping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you can spark that whenever, bro. It's all good. Yeah. But yeah, that's wild, man. Like, cause I was watching on the what's it called? I was watching on that one the one interview you did. Mm-hmm. It was like, Yo is apparently just real down to earth.
Yeah, I
had cause the Sierra Leone community is what people don't the thing people don't understand about it is like
I'm open.
It's so small that it's so easy to run into everybody who knows everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I'll meet somebody from Sierra Leone, and I'll tell my mother, and my mother would be like, "Who's their mom? Oh, we went to school together. I knew her. We used to." Yeah. I'm like, "Nigga, what the fuck?"
That's why you know I tried dating in my culture, or whatever. And like seven times out of ten, it's your cousin.
Oh yeah,
You know, we take the word cousin like.
It's an extended.
It's extended, so it's like it can't. It's like, whole time you're not really family, but it's like. Your family, you know what I mean?
I feel that, yeah.
You hear stories about kids that, like, either in Sierra Leone or in some cases over here, kids that got taken in and got raised in a different family. Mm-hmm. And now, like, as I'm here and I'm growing up and I've seen it, I'm like, yo, that's an honor.
Yeah.
To take one of your people in and really help them get to a functioning adulthood, that's an honor. By the way. Mm. I was gonna ask, since we on the country subject, do you have like any older people that's around as far as in that Sierra Leone inside of your family?
Yeah, I got my both my grandma, my stepmother's mom, and my my dad's mom. He's actually living with my dad right now.
So you're still pretty close with like your step side of the family.
Yeah, I'm close with my stepmom's side of the family. Yeah,
that's what's up, bro. That's
so
great.
Ask some of them what they know about the people that came before them. Mm-hmm. If they say anything about people coming from Nova Scotia or Canada, then you coming from a very special breed. Know that?
Yeah. I don't know anybody out Canada.
Hey, no.
go back from Sierra Leone to Canada. Sierra Leone and Canadians.
Yeah.
Canadians.
Canadians. Canadian. Well, Nova Scotians technically.
Canadians. Yeah. But so you started rapping at a real early age then. So like, what were some of your earlier influences like to get you on? You know what I mean?
So before I was like, you know, really into hip hop.
Mm.
I was just
like that boom bap.
Yeah. I was listening to, you know, just like Mac Miller and like, you know, just underground artists like that people didn't really know for real.
Don't you miss when Mac Miller was underground?
Name a few of your underground influences. I want to see if we got any of the same.
Probably do.
From back then, Joey, most definitely, number one.
Come on now, yeah. Of course.
Mac Miller,
You seem like you'd Logic, be a Currency fan.
I do like Currency. Yeah. I started listening more.
Bro, Freddie Gibbs. I see. Mm-hmm. Oh, Gibbs, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Gibbs, baby.
You know what
Matter
saying?
Of fact, his song Skinny Shug. Mm-hmm. I was in a dark time like not too long ago.
Oh, what?
I had this song playing on repeat.
Yeah, it kind of got you out of it.
It just got me out of it. And ever since I can't stop listening to Freddie Gibbs. That man's really
he's on it, bro. You know what I'm saying? He be on some points, man. But like, what kind of dark times did you go through, bro? If you don't mind talking about it.
I'm, you know, just like really like, you know, internal depression, kind of, you know, just like really learn how to like love myself type shit.
That's great, bro.
Yeah,
I
you
feel
know,
that.
And just personal shit that's going on in my family and stuff like that, you know.
That's great, yeah. I feel you. I feel you, bro. Well, would you say you're kind of out of it now, or you, like, you're doing a lot better? Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Because you're dropping the album soon, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been working on that, like, yeah, bro. Since the summer.
That's what's up.
Was the album something where it was like, this is something I got to do during this time, or this is something that, okay, now I'm out of this, I can focus fully on the album?
I think it was a little bit of both. Yeah, it was a little bit of both because, you know, obviously this pandemic, you know,
it's bullshit.
Exactly. There's nothing to do. You know, everybody's stuck at home and shit. So, why not?
Exactly.
Hop in the stew 24/7.
Word. So you got the good little home studio going.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice, bro. Yeah, because I was going to say, bro, you ever need a studio time? The bold highlight studio, yeah. You know, you heard me. You know what I'm saying? Right down the street, because you said you're close, you know what I'm saying? Right down the street, motherfucking Raw Ink, baby. My man Joe, get you right.
Shout out to Matt.
Yeah, shout out to man, bro. But yeah, so you do got a new project coming. It's called what was it called? Sorry, brother.
The Calm.
Yeah, I like the name, and I like what you're doing with the marketing, bro. Like, it sounds right for it, you know what I'm saying?
It sounds like the first thing in the series almost. Is that the case?
It sounds like that.
See, the thing is, everybody
says, sounds like the second album.
Yeah, no, it's like, how do I explain it? I really have I have so many mixtapes. I got about 12, something like that. I don't know, I might be
wrong. Yeah, because you got like Spinnerella and stuff like that too.
Yeah, I got a lot on Spinnerella, yeah.
You're a real hip hop head, I love it.
Yeah, so it's like, I got all of that. And then The Calm is really like, you know, a restart.
Okay.
Yeah, so I really want this to be like debut type shit.
Right, debuting like your new being.
I finally found my sound. I know exactly what I sound like. I know how to, you know, maneuver it, you know, stuff like that. So
that's great, bro.
I think that's what I did in this album, and I was able to, you know, tell a story. I'm good at storytelling too. So
yeah, because it seems like you're really into like being involved in like the creative direction of like your videos and stuff like that, bro. Because it's just like, you had those like snippet joints, like those 55 second joints, you know what I'm saying? Like to talk about the calm and stuff. And it was just like, this seems really cinematic. You know what I mean? It seems like you really give a fuck. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like, tell me a little bit about like the themes and like more like the calm and like how you decided like go about the marketing and stuff.
So
like you say, it's like a resurgence, right?
Yeah. So it's like the calm before the storm. The storm, in my definition, is like, you know, me blowing up, you know, figuring.
Y'all know it's gonna happen. You feel
me?
You
know, I already know that shit coming, but look, you know, I'm trying to stay humble.
Look at the script. Look at it.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying. I already know it's gonna happen, so I'm trying to recognize, you know, the calm, how I'm gonna blow up. You know, I want everybody to see that shit.
Right.
That's why I really want this album to. I want everybody to hear it.
Yeah, word.
What was the process of the? Well, you know, that was actually something similar. Tommy had mentioned it. You struck me as a creative director as well. You know what I'm saying? In or outside of music, whatever, you know, what have you. So tell me about the artwork a little bit. What was how did that come about? What was the process there?
So when I shot Words to Live By, my cousin shot by Styx.
I saw that joint. Yeah. Yo is the truth. Yo's a little bit of the truth, man.
She's hard.
She is hard.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Look at you.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at you.
Look at me being a piece of
shit. She's hard. Oh, and she ain't been hitting my phone. I don't know why, but I'm trying to get another video.
Her phone, baby. You know what I'm saying? Got hit her phone, babe.
Yeah, but yeah, she had took a couple pictures of me after the video. And it was just one dope shot, you know, that I don't know if y'all saw it. It was on my Instagram, but it was just like a my head.
The shadows were like just right, you know what I'm saying? You saw just enough of your face. It was good.
And I was like, you know, this is simple. This is me. It's like, that's Jamal right there. So I thought
too many niggas are doing too much.
Yeah, and I'm just like, just have my face right on the album cover. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. You know, just like, you know, a little fucked up or whatever.
Yeah.
And then have my face right there, all black background. Mm-hmm. It was perfect.
You said it was, you said it like, because you use the word simple. So is it like, is there going to be like a minimalist style to the album? Or is it going to be a little bit more experimental for you?
I feel like my album, My State of Mind, was more experimental. Personally, I don't really like it as much as a lot of people do. One of my best man, he says this is his favorite album. But
okay.
I don't know. I think The Calm is really the best piece of work I've done so far.
Word.
And I feel like I mastered what I did in the album, so.
Mm. Tell me more about that, because you said like you really like found your sound and like you're mastering like your sound now. Like tell me about like the process of that. Like, how'd you go about like really finding yourself in music? You know what I'm saying? Is it just like just straight repetition kind of shit, like, or?
No, I listen to a lot of other artists. I listen to a lot of Kendrick Lamar.
People think that's it's a very underrated way of going about things, you know what I'm saying, and finding yourself. Like, other people have found themselves, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're going to find yourself in other people, bro.
Yeah.
All you are as an amalgamation of everything else that came before you. Exactly. So if you don't study, you're going to be a shitty
exactly.
artist.
Exactly. Yeah. I was studying. I studied Kendrick. Mm-hmm. I studied Cole. I study Freddie Gibbs. I study Griselda. All of them.
Yeah, all the Gun. Modern, all the modern
hey,
masters.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey yo,
yo, yo.
Love that man. We gotta get the Westside Gun.
Voice is everything.
He's great, bro. That nigga can spit.
You know what else we gotta get for a drop? Fucking the goat Conway the Machine. It's the machine, bitch.
That man's wordplay insane.
It's nasty, man.
Fucking, you know, I don't know if you heard the tape, the EP, There's God and There's Fly God, Praise Both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a, like, you, especially talking about studying, that's a piece right there. That was one. Oh, man.
It doesn't get talked about enough in modern hip hop, like studying like these masterpieces, these masterpieces that came out, you know what I'm saying? Because like you just named like all the, like the modern like goats, you know what I'm saying? Like, and all their works are going to be like in like 10 years, they're going to be like, this was like, you know what I'm saying, hip hop's peak, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate it enough in this time. You know?
I studied Nas. I studied Nas, Jay-Z, Biggie, Pac, fucking Big L.
Big L, rest in peace.
Fucking.
Big L's one of the most underrated MCs of all time.
He's getting no love, man.
Yeah.
They don't get no love.
Yeah, bro.
None of these new niggas know who they are.
Not really, bro. And you would think, being like a hip hop head, you would think like, oh, everyone knows these cats. These are like the Mount Rushmore. You know what I'm saying, cats? And he's like, oh man, I know like Juicy and Big Papa and Hypnotized and shit like that. I was like, bro, what? That's all. You know what I'm saying? You don't got no Yeezy in this joint. You don't got no Pac in this joint. You know what I'm saying?
They don't have the fucking, which one was strictly for my niggas, the raw young militant Pac.
Ooh.
This spitting and
despicable Pac.
It's aggressive. It comes right at you.
Yeah,
he's really just spitting it. It's almost in stream of consciousness fashion. I think that's you know. You talk about studying, like, that's the beauty of it, getting the whole artist package and everything.
That man was really, and he was a poet. That man was a poet, and he knew how to stay.
I got his poetry book. He has a book of poetry. It's called A Rose, what's it called?
Rose Grows from Concrete?
Yeah, A Rose Grows from Concrete. Yeah. It's good. It's really good.
That's my favorite poem by him.
Yeah, bro. It's really good, man. Like, the book itself is really good, because it's just like, what's it called? It's like his, you know, his writings from the journal. They like photocopied it and shit, and then they like had like the, you know what I'm saying, like regular type, you know what I'm saying, so you can actually read it. Because, you know, the nigga's like, you know, ticket scratch ass nigga. But like, yeah, tell me about like your process, bro. Like, as far as like recording and stuff, like, how do you go about like writing your music and like and recording it? You said you got like the home studio, right?
Yeah. So, really, it happens random times, like
most of the time. But most of the artists, that's exactly it.
It really be the weirdest times too. It'd be like the weirdest times. I'd be
cooking or something. Just like
cooking.
Shit.
I'd be taking a shit.
Yep.
You know, I'm like, damn. I'm thinking about this bar.
Bro, you taking out the bar while pushing it out.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Let's go. Hop in the joint.
Nah, but like,
this shit was fire. And this is a good bar.
Exactly.
Yeah, nah, bro, but like, yeah, that should be coming to me. And especially when I'm listening to other like music, like not even beats. It happens when I listen to beats, but when I'm listening to like Davies, he's my number one favorite artist.
Word, yeah.
I heard a lot
Davies
of
Davies. Davies is hard. Davies is hard.
I definitely can see that.
Yeah, and listening to him definitely inspires me to write even more.
Word.
It's like, I don't know. I feel like I relate to him a lot in terms of how he grew up per se.
Okay.
You know, not like to the extent like he was in the, you know, the trenches or whatever. I wasn't.
Yeah, like, I'm not too hip to Davies, like how he grew up and shit, but yeah. Like, is it like, are there parallels and stuff to where
he grew up? Yeah, because that's why, and like the way he, what he talks about and stuff like that. Yeah, he was in,
here?
He was in Maryland. Yeah, he was in Silver Spring, I think, something like that.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yes! Another DMV nigga, bro.
Get the money, baby.
Yeah, they don't be claiming it like that. He's a New York nigga.
But yeah, that's how I thought he was. That's what I thought. I was like, he's like a Brooklyn
cat. Just like Pac or Cali nigga. Nah, Baltimore nigga.
You from Baltimore? I'm gonna say Pac. You from Baltimore?
Oh God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause he went to what's it called? Micah.
Yeah, that art school.
I got accepted there, but I chose SCAD over that.
Oh, that's what's up. Where's SCAD?
College of Art and Design?
Yeah.
Oh, word. You're just like, you know what I'm saying? You were like trying to take it like, you know what I'm saying, like college level, like professionally.
Yeah,
like
I wanted to, but dropped out.
Eh, well,
yeah, you know,
ain't for everybody.
Nah,
bro.
It's not for everybody. It's not for me.
I dropped out. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I went to like two art classes, and I was just like, this is some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is expensive bullshit.
Exactly.
Like, a lot of people don't understand that.
It's the first art class I got a D in. I'm like, damn. Like, yeah, this is definitely not for me.
Yeah, then you sit there and it's like, what the fuck does white lady got to know about art? You know what I'm saying? Fuck this bitch.
How do you even grade art, man?
Like, exactly. You're like, you just grading like nice by man. Like 10.
So you're saying my shit ugly. All right.
Like, what you mean? It's avant-garde. You know what I'm saying?
If you don't like this, do you get to give me an F?
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
But nah, for real, like, nah. It was really, like, you know, rigorous and, you know, that wasn't for me. I wasn't really learning what I wanted to learn. I taught myself, you know, more about
that's
engineering
the best way to
and
do
shit.
It,
so
yeah.
The university of YouTube, you know what I'm saying? I was like, all of the good things you can learn is on YouTube for real.
Yeah.
But like, so like in your development, you know what I'm saying? Like you were just involved in like the scene or whatever, in like the DMV scene or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what would you say like your thoughts on like the DMV rap scene or the DMV music or just art scene in general? You know,
sure,
what do you
like,
think about it?
Right now, I don't want to say nobody know me for real. So I see a lot of the, you know, the music. I listen to a lot of it. High school, I was bumping that shit.
Of course.
I fuck with all the DMV shit.
Mm.
But I'm not going to lie and say that shit is unique because it's not. It's downplayed.
It's not.
Everybody's,
it's not.
It's the same flow over and over again.
Punching in.
Same shit.
Oh,
exactly.
It's the worst.
You know, it's people that's doing it differently. You know, like No Savage, he's definitely doing that different.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way he rap, I like to study the way people rap.
Right.
Not just like, you know, what they say, but like what they say, how they say it, certain words they use.
Right.
That's how I know if they're intelligent or not. They're just not just, you know, just saying shit.
They're not just fucking punching in,
yeah.
Which is, I just am fed up with.
You said it every time we talk about flows on this program of ours.
Because it's not rapping. It's not rapping. It took going to my father and explaining the concept of punching in to my father for him to be like, oh, it's not rapping. And immediately be like, yeah, you're right. That isn't rap. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, bro, a real rapper can go in hop in the stew, hop on a beat, go for an entire minute and say multiple verses, and then, you know what I'm saying, hop out, be like, oh, I didn't like that. Then go back in the stew, do the same minute better. You know what I'm saying? Not, oh, I'm going to hit a lick. So, oh, stop, bro. Stop. All right, bet. Next joint. And then I'm going to go sip some lean. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's bad.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Like, it's like when you first start doing it, obviously, you know, you sound stupid as shit, but.
Yeah.
But it's like, as you keep doing it, you get better. And then it also makes you, like, you learn how to freestyle more.
Word, yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of these kids, they'll write something down, but.
I haven't thought of it like just, that. It's like punching in being a teaching tool.
Yeah, it really is. Like, because they just get they'll get a basic beat.
Yeah.
And just say whatever, you know, basic shit, whatever.
Just, whatever, whatever bar, you know what I'm saying? Some that don't got to do with them. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, it is a lot of talent out here, though.
Bro, like,
young
it's
Manny,
immense.
Young Manny.
Manny's hard.
I've heard that man rap. Like, that man rap for real.
Yeah, bro.
Like, Moana and shit like that. That's all that shit is just that crank just for everybody, you know.
Yeah
hype
exactly.
to. But that man can really spit. And, you know.
Yeah, because he's kind of on right now. You know what I'm saying? But, like, more than, like what my question would be, like, more, like, cats at your level. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, there's a bunch. You know what I mean? It's, like, cats at, like, the. I don't want amateur is the wrong word for it because that's not, you know what I'm saying, it's wrong, but like the what would you call it, AM? You're the word guy. Just like right below that level of just like niggas like Young Manny and like
Gorillaz,
Zan Man, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Gorilla, G-U-E-R-I-L-L-A.
The gorilla artist. Gorilla. I feel that.
Because I consider myself, like, when I talk about film, I consider myself.
Of course you do.
I consider myself a guerrilla filmmaker. I don't go through offices and mayor. At a certain point, when you do a bigger production, yeah, you got to do that. But for what I've done so far, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going through a permits office. I'm going to get the shots I need and I'm going to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
it's
for
not,
real, for
you know what I'm saying? And it's ways to. And that's the thing is, we got to, you know, there's a stigma around it. I'll grab it right. There's a stigma around it, but like, you know, it's that's a legitimate way to go about it, even especially as far as music, because like filmmaking, depending on what you do, if you move sloppily and if you're egregious with certain things, you breaking the law. Yeah. Music is different. Music is really about who can you reach and how can you reach them.
Yeah.
You know, and how long can you get them to stay with you?
And you know, speaking about that, it's like people were saying like, oh, y'all glorifying, you know, violence and, you know, all this gun violence and everything. It's like, for me, I'm really 50-50 about it because, you know, you don't know what other people go through. That's all that's all they see. That's all they can talk about. What can they talk about? They don't know nothing else. And it's not their fault.
I feel that.
I've always felt if it's autobiographical, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
If that actually happened to you, nobody can tell you.
But that's the thing, though. It's the thing where it's like I'm in the studio with a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying? Just because like I go to like High Life a lot and hang out with them cats. A lot of them cats grew up how I grew up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't seen many guns. You know what I'm saying? I've been on vacations. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't grow up very rough. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of these cats, I'm not going to name no damn names, but I play ball with a few of them at St. Francis. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they talking about toting guns and coke and coke. I'm just like, bro, you got both your parents in your big ass house. You didn't have to do shit like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And you know, it's actually kids that live like that.
Yeah.
And actually do that shit.
And do it. That's my thing,
and
man.
It's crazy, but it's like, we live in a generation where niggas that shit normalized, yeah.
We live in a society.
With niggas cap.
Everybody cap, yeah. But you know, what I talk about in my music is, you know, shit I've seen, and then what I also like to storytell, you know, I'm good at storytelling, so
yeah, because it didn't.
I like to talk about like what other people's experiences, people I know, other people's experiences and shit like that.
Wow, and, yeah, it's a good way of thinking about it, for real, for real. Like, again, I'm learning a lot from you. Actually,
yeah.
I didn't think about like as a way of like more storytelling, like biographically as opposed to autobiographically. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can talk about your friend, you know, you know what I'm saying, who can't rap and you can rap. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just, you know, talking about his plight and shit, and like that, getting his shit noticed, you know.
And I don't like to name any names, so I just like it for it to be like a little mystery, like who you talking about.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
Just keep him going.
Yeah, like, yeah. Cause I seen a bunch of your shit. You're around Shady Grove, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. Cause your videos, I saw a couple of them there at Shady Grove Middle School.
Yeah,
hell yeah, bro. You sparked there all the time.
Shady Grove all the time. Yeah,
they spark over there.
Yeah, Shady Grove, bro. Yeah, a few of these videos. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You out there, bro? Yeah, yeah. I'm out there. You know what I'm saying? My man used to live out there. He used to spark out there just every day after work and shit. That joint used to be fire. Oh, exactly. I love that spot. Love that spot. Did you go there?
Mm.
Where'd you go?
I switched a lot of schools.
Okay.
I was so at first I was at Bunker Hill Brooklyn School in DC. Then I went to Phoebe Hearst.
Mm.
And we moved out of yeah.
You said he was about to say Phoebus.
Then we moved out of DC. Came to Potomac. My dad. I was at Beverly Farms Elementary. Then went to this private school. I was there for a little minute. Got kicked out.
That's what it is, baby.
Yeah. And, you know, you would say I'm the bully, but, you know, I'm one of the few black kids there.
So you're probably defending yourself at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly. So a lot of fighting. They were tired of that. So, like, you know, luckily it was never on my school record. So
okay. So, you know, you're straight.
So prove it happened even.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, prove it, motherfucker.
So, now I went to this public school, Winston Churchill.
Oh, you went to Churchill. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Bunch of white kids, whatever.
I know Churchill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I know Churchill. I got in a fight during a football game there.
Fun folks over there. Fun people.
Man, yeah, they're assholes.
Yeah, I'd be back and forth from dad's crib and my mom's crib. And yeah,
I feel that.
And I live with my mom now, so.
Okay, that's what's up, bro. So, like, so you were just, you're split between, like, homes a lot then, like, when you're younger then. Did that affect you in any way, you think, like, in your, like, music or, like, just in your, like,
I talk about life? I did talk about it a lot in my music, so. Mm.
Not bad. But yeah, again, like, this is, like, kind of, like, go back to, like, your professionalism and stuff like that, bro. Like, it again, you're one of the more professional cats I've come across doing this stuff. And how would you say you've connected with your fans and stuff like that? Because I heard your interview, like, you got, like, a few accounts hacked or, like, you know what I'm saying, you got, like, locked out of and shit like that. Like, what's been, like, the journey for you to, like, cultivate fans and stuff like that and connect with them?
First, the Instagram algorithm is shit.
Yeah. 100% agree. 100% agree.
As far as getting fans, it's a lot more like having, you know, a street team. And I don't got that. You know, I'm alias. I stay to myself.
Of course.
I got friends like that. I got, you know, probably a couple.
You got friends in us, buddy.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to be reposting you for now.
I learned to stay to myself. You know, I got trust issues. I don't trust a lot of people.
Fair enough.
I almost got back doors. So, you know, it's shit crazy.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but as far as, like, getting fans, you know, I try my best as marketing, my social media, make my social media look a certain way.
Right.
You know, try to show me and show my music at the same time. And I feel like it's the best way to do it, just wait for the right person to see it.
Yeah, naturally. Then, like, you know, because... Yeah, because we've been on that kind of stuff too. It's just like, you know, like, kind of like figure out what kind of marketing things work for what kind of people. And, like, for the most part, like, what's been working for people, and this is one of those things you just can't replicate. Like, yeah, the right motherfucker saw your shit and they reposted it. And now, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like a snowball effect. You know, like, now you're popping.
Yeah, like, so I feel like some of the, I'm making a good couple moves, you know, having Hoosier News post my shit.
Yeah, so
he's like, fucking with me. You know, he I met him. He cool dude.
Yeah, cause I saw you guys, like, reposting on some of them. Just them DMV rap pages and stuff like that. You know,
DMV Daily made a blog about me. What else? Fucking.
Do you think those work though? You like that like go like that way of marketing? Do you think that's like lucrative for you and that works for you?
I know it doesn't do no harm. If anything, it's going.
Yeah,
seems like it's good at for least, like, rain. Like name recognition.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, oh, I saw him on the joint.
Yeah, I saw him on the follow. Right
here. All right, let me follow. Let me get exactly. that. Let me then, listen to, you know, this song.
Like, and I stick to, like, you know, big platform pages like that.
Yeah.
That a lot of people that I know and people in the area actually follow. And,
yeah, right.
You know, to post my shit. So I think that was a pretty smart move for me.
Yeah,
and then I also recently just secured a feature with Nucci. I don't know if y'all know him from out DC.
I'm up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Just did this song about to drop to February 1st. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the joint you didn't drop. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. But yeah, that's what's up for real. So, like, would you say, like, doing features like that and, like, doing other features with, like, DMV cats has, like, helped you out too? You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like,
I work with,
connecting and marketing stuff like that?
I work with Nas B.
Nah, shout out Nas. Nas, yeah, Nas,
we did like,
gotta get him on, bro. He just
songs.
Didn't hit his
we did
back.
Two songs together.
Oh, man.
He was on.
Yeah. Gotta get him on.
Yeah, he was fucking with me.
Yeah, we got curve, bro. Yeah, we got curve heavy.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You dig me?
Yeah, I'm just gonna hit Bingo again.
Yeah, you know
he might be mad at us too.
Why?
I don't know. I think I'm just such of a pessimist. I just think, like, everyone just hates us.
We had a great interview. We had fun. What do you mean?
Yeah, I just think everyone hates us. I don't know. No. Or just me.
Maybe everyone does. Let's buy more guns.
Let's buy a farm.
That's it. This interview's over.
No hating me.
Anyway.
nah, bro. Were you about to say something, bro? Were you about to,
I was joshing.
Nah, I like
this interview's not over.
I thought you about to say something. But yeah, we were talking about earlier, like, we both kind of saw you like as like a creative director. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, something more than an art, more than a rap artist, for real, for real. Like, do you have any other like aspirations outside of rap? You know what I'm saying? Like other like creative endeavors you want to get into?
Like, I make my own album covers. I do all.
Oh, do you?
That. Yeah, I do everything myself.
Yeah, so, that's what's up.
But as far as career wise, nah, just rapping shit. I feel like I got that on lock. So
word.
I feel like that's like up. That's my number one goal. Mm. Like,
but all right,
I got
so,
a backup plan, but I don't got a backup plan.
Yeah, not even talking about like a backup plan necessarily. Yeah. Just like, so at, more after you make it in rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you get bored of that. You're, let's say, in your 30s, you know what I'm saying? Now you're a little bored of rap because you made it, you know what I'm saying? Like, is anything else kind of like interest you? Like, making movies, acting, writing, stuff like that.
Making movies.
Making movies and stuff. Word. Yeah. That's what's up.
Making movies, you know, starting my own businesses. I'm not sure yet. You know, investing in a lot of shit, you know.
Oh yeah,
making big appropriate, you know, good moves. That's all I can say for
real. Yeah, that's all you can do really, man. Because like, you know, if you're just like, you know, banking on this one way of making money, then you're fucked. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have this like these other moves going on. You know what I'm saying? I feel that. That's oof. 100%. But like speaking of your music goals, like what would you say are some of your milestones are like that you've passed already and like stunt like that you want to, you know, accomplish, you know?
So I feel like, you know, I've been rapping for like what, 10 years?
A minute.
I feel like
half your life, damn near.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much. But I feel like the only milestones I could say that I, you know, past or whatever, was just like my style, for real.
Really? Like what you mean? Like as far as what?
Like as far as how I like got better. But like, you know, as an artist being noticed, I couldn't really say.
Okay, I feel that. It's all good.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like, You just want to keep making music.
Yeah, I just keep making music, but you know, it's like I get like this little buzz when I drop something, and then you know it just goes away.
Yeah, it's a little serotonin. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
like thinking, all right, a lot of people liking this shit. All right, they fucking with it.
Like I drop something else.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You gotta keep doing that.
I drop something else, and then it's like the total opposite of what I received from the previous post or whatever.
Right,
I feel like. It's just more about gaining more fans and shit like that. Mm-hmm.
Do we talk about how many tracks your album is?
It's got 16.
16.
Solid.
Yeah. So
about 56 minutes long.
What?
Solid.
Okay. Okay, because usually when you hear 16, you're looking at like an hour 7 or like an hour 10. But 56 is like right in that sweet spot, which means one or two of those is probably like 2.5 minutes or less. Or am I wrong?
Yeah, I got a couple like two minute songs.
Tell me about those in particular, because those are always like a stream of consciousness, just like, all right, get the creativity out onto the track, and it didn't go past this point.
Like a song that usually does like zero fat on it.
It's
you
like
know what I'm saying,
it's the musical version of like taking a shot.
It's like, see, for me, I'm more of a person that just want to speak.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't really into no hooks and none of that shit.
You just want to get across your point.
Straight bars, just telling it how it is.
Mm.
So that's how I usually make my music. Just straight bars, shit like that. Switch it up a little bit, try to switch my flow a little bit, rap on different beats, do hooks, do like, you know, little melodies and shit like that.
Mm.
I started trying to do a little bit type of singing. I wouldn't say full blown singing, but
you gotta have the song for the bitches, for the queens
out there. No, I got a
the
real good song.
Don't like to bob their heads unless it's on the. You feel me?
But I got a real good song that they would actually like really fuck with.
Oh, word, fuck.
It's called Something Different.
Yeah, if you want to debut a little bit on the attic toward the end, you know what I'm saying?
I definitely play it for y'all.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Let's do it.
Fuck yeah! Let's do that, bro. But yeah, you say you like starting to sing and starting to try like different things, man. But like, what other than rap were you into? Like, were you into like other other types of music and stuff? Were you just like an eclectic listener or what's up?
R&B.
Yep.
I feel R&B. My favorite.
80s. You seem like an 80s guy.
You seem like a 90s cat. You seem like a 90s cat.
Early 2000s. 80s.
90s. That's 90s. I'm right.
That's
90s. Yeah, 90s. About late 90s. Yeah,
she my favorite.
Sade.
The score is 1-1.
Queen.
Yeah. And when I realized, like, when I really realized she was my favorite, was hearing Nipsey Hussle's If You Were Mine. Her sample.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's when I was like.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
When I heard the song Paradise, sorry, I knew.
Bro, she's beautiful.
And she's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Like, man. I saw Drake hug her once. I was like, you don't deserve that.
My mom, and that's my mom's favorite singer too. My biological mother,
Drake,
my best friend.
I was about to say, come on, bro, Drake. That's crazy.
But she loves Sade.
She's great. I got what's it called? What's that junk? Her the most famous junk she got, the album when she's just like, it's like the black background, like the one little bar with her face on it.
I'm drunk. Don't ask me. I'm not drunk.
I'm high as shit.
Look at y'all.
No, I have it though.
Look at y'all niggas.
Look at y'all as you also pull out your phone. Shut up.
I got all her shit.
But I got that joint on vinyl. I got Diamond Life. I got that joint on vinyl, bro.
A vinyl you didn't even like, boy. Fuck you.
Leave me alone.
One of her albums is called No Ordinary Love, right?
Yeah. I think that's a single.
I hope I don't sound stupid right now.
I was just looking at it.
Have you listened to the podcast? But that's a song, brother. Yeah, that's a song.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a song.
Oh, yeah, Love Deluxe, no ordinary
love. Oh, yeah, it is a song. But fucking...
My dear, my love. That was her first joint, too, Diamond Life. That's nuts.
She always... There was a sick. This is.
Oh no, we're all wrong. That came out in the 80s. So you're right. Yeah. So yeah. Fuck. All
yes.
Right, yeah. 84. So like early 80s. Yeah.
The Warlord wins again because you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
the original man will reign supreme. But I was thinking, man. She reminded me of, and I'm gonna play it on the next radio. This Brazilian singer, that I found through Earl Sweatshirt's Twitter actually.
Hey, yeah, Flora Pure. Some of the best music I've had.
Oh, he was one of my influences too. I went through this little phase when I started, like, you know, taking my music seriously. Mm-hmm. I tried to rap like him for real. You know, just like straight raw, like,
bro, trying to be Earl baby.
Shit.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, and I remember, like, you know, I come from an African household. So my mom, my stepmother, she checked my phone.
What is this?
Like, what is this?
Just looking at the lyrics and shit.
It's like,
these some tough ass lyrics for a kid my age. But,
oh, yeah.
You know,
you're just like, this is like, bars. You know what I'm saying?
But she's like, what the hell are you like? You know, my dad beat the shit out of me. Beat my ass. Yeah.
What are you listening to?
But nah.
You listening to this?
That was like
this
one little phase I went through. But I was like, nah, I dumped that shit.
That's how I found
Earl dumped that shit himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, he dumped that shit himself.
That's how I found Lucky, man.
Yep. I think it was on like, it might have just been on his Twitter. He retweeted like Lucky or something like that.
It was the album. I think it was X, the blue joint, the dark blue.
Yes, joint. You're 100% right. Yeah. Yeah, Earl was on that joint.
That was his second joint. And then I had to listen to, what was it? The joint that before that, it was like an orange joint. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's got like it's like his face. It's orange.
No, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I
can't remember the name. Fucking, it's on Dat Piff. I'm gonna pull it up right now. But
Dat Piff.
Oh man.
Whatever.
We already know.
What a service. What a service that was.
But, what a service it still is, baby.
You know what I'm saying? It's all right now. But yeah, I hit up your United Masters, you know, the link in your bio, bro, and I scrolled all the way down, bro. Like, what's going on with that merch stuff, bro? Like, is that your brand?
Body
Nah,
high.
It's my man's. He stays out South Carolina. We met in college, but my brother. I went to, it was SCAD.
Oh, no, yeah, duh. Yeah. Fucking duh.
Yeah. And he,
beer.
He makes clothes. He's been making clothes for a minute. And
yeah,
because
I
put he's getting on now. Like, he.
Yeah, because I seen that stuff. I was like, I'm going to cop one of these suits.
Bro, you know what I mean? He's all I wear.
Yeah, bro. I'm going to cop one of them gentlemen, bro. Yeah. Especially, you know what I'm saying? My man's like him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hell yeah. But, man, love to get him on the podcast. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That'd be great.
You know, he supports my. That man listens to my music like it's Drake.
That so yeah, bro.
Him, my other
See,
man.
That's who you need around you. You know what I'm saying? You know, cats who are gonna treat your shit like gonna play your shit when opportunities in the room. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When fucking people are in the room. You know what I'm saying? So, not just by yourself. You don't have to go on a limb.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I fuck with his clothes too. You know, I've been fucking with his clothes.
Yeah, what's the brand name? I'm gonna shout him out.
It's,
yeah.
It's 311.
311.
OMO.
Brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go shout. Yeah. Go get some.
Like the number 3 and then the number 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad. Yeah. 311. Yeah. 311.
And
I'll show you after.
I hit him up. I was like, bro, we got a collab.
Wait, like, did I follow them like today?
Like, we, sure. I was like, we got a collab, bro. Like for this album, like I just thought of this brilliant idea. I never. Every time I drop an album, I always, you know, I just drop it. I try to promote it a little bit.
Right.
And then, you know, I'm on to the next.
Yeah, that's why I have like, so like much. Like artist does.
Yeah, it's how I have so much. Like, I didn't really, like, focus so much on promotion. That's what I'm doing right now.
Mm.
So, I'm, like, I'm thinking about, like, what else can I do to, you know, boost this, the
right.
hype,
yeah,
whatever.
Right, right.
And I thought about merch. I'm like, oh, shit, you know, with somebody who... generally gets paid off this shit. And at first I was like, bro, you know, I'm not even worried about getting paid off this shit because this is my man's.
You just want to do something creative with your man.
Exactly.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I've always wanted to work with any all my men, so I was like, bro, let's do this shit. And he was like, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we planning this shit out right now, and shit got, it's gonna get done probably in the next 2-3 months, something like that.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up, bro. Yeah, cause I just really like the way you going about that joint. You know what I'm saying? Like putting your man like in your official artist body. Like that's dope. You know what I'm saying?
For
like
sure.
That's some real support shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And some real just like, yeah, we're gonna be working together. You know what I'm saying? Like that's real official. I like that a lot. But I saw like also like just watching the joints you were doing like for the album release. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The little snippets and stuff like that. And you like ask yourself a question. You know what I'm saying? You're just like, what does music mean to you? You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna ask you the same question. So like, what does music mean to you? You know what I'm saying? What is like music and art?
Talk about the music and talk about like the genre. I want to hear both of those.
Yeah, because so, you're like a real rap head. You know what I mean?
So for me, I grew up listening to music. My parents, they listen to everything. My mom, she loved listening to R&B, you know, like that slow shit, you know, Sade. And I remember sleeping in my mom's crib and then waking up hearing that shit on the radio before she go to work. And then
what a scene that is for real. That's mad peaceful.
Just that shit you hear on the radio all the time. She be jamming to that shit. And then my dad, my stepmother, they always listen to, you know, Bob Marley. There's a lot of traditional shit. My stepmother's the one that actually introduced me to hip hop.
Oh, word. Okay.
She knew everything. She knows everything about sports, hip hop, music.
Yeah,
all
she
that
was
shit.
She was like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
she knew everything.
She was
about
on
that shit. So she,
that's what's up.
She introduced me to Jay-Z. She introduced me to Timbaland, 50 Cent, all of them.
Okay.
And I learned all of that shit from her.
That's great, bro.
And that's when I started listening. I was like, damn, like I started listening to Eminem so much. I'd be in the basement just listening like to all his music, watching all his music videos.
Word. Yeah, back when M was cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now he's kind of a dork.
When I found my favorite rapper of all time, my number one, Nas.
Nas, baby.
Nas, my Nasty uncle. Nas. My uncle, I was just writing in my room. He came in and he was like, you ever heard of Nas? I was like, nah. He told me turn that shit on. I turned that joint on. You know, I was young, so I wasn't really even on, like, bumping it for real.
Yeah, you just kind of like, what?
And then
okay,
it was really when I was, like, I was on SoundCloud a lot, listening to a lot of, like, remixes and shit.
Yeah.
And I heard Nas over, like, this beat. It was, like, this producer called The Deli, whatever. And he had, like, mixed something or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if it was him or something like that, but... Yeah, it was him. And I heard, you know, rappers like Nas and shit like that. I heard Nas and I was like, you know what? This nigga really bump. I listened to Illmatic. First I listened to Life's a Bitch.
Oh, okay.
Life's a Bitch.
Okay.
And then you die.
Then you die.
Learned all the lyrics. That was
Life's
it for me.
A bitch,
like I know all
die.
The lyrics from like the back of my hand.
Man,
all the lyrics to fucking New York State of Mind and The World Is Yours.
Like,
man.
on God, bro.
It's like funny. That album, all the lyrics to the
greatest
message.
Album.
I said I know all the lyrics to The Message by Grandmaster Flash.
I thought you were gonna say The Message by Nas. I was like, nah, that's a deep cut right there.
Nah,
that's a deep cut right there.
It's funny because like I'm just like, he probably doesn't have a song called The Message, but it does.
Oh yeah, you do.
That's crazy. That's what I know. You know what I'm saying? But I seen on your story, you know what I'm saying, you're getting kind of, you know what I'm saying, you're had a little bit of a chip on your shoulder last like couple of days or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Talk this like, you know, I don't need you cats, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get it on my own kind of thing. Well, like,
yeah, you
is
know.
Is that kind of just like a part of your character? Have you always had a chip on your shoulder kind of thing?
Like I don't complain about shit, but I know lately, as I grew up, I noticed a lot of shit.
Mm.
And, you know, it's just shit you can't tolerate no more.
I feel that as a grown man. Yeah.
And then it's like, but in this situation, not really. It's just, you know, people that they claim that they support and claim that they're family and shit.
I feel that.
But they can't even do the bare minimum. You know, to show the support.
Like, just, yeah. Like, repost the shit.
Yeah, like, you know, just shit like that, you know. Yeah. But, you know, you got to get it how you live.
I feel that.
Get it on your own.
Yeah, I feel that. Can't really dwell on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If they fuck with it. If they don't, they don't.
Mm. Got to count the wins and not the losses.
Yeah,
exactly, man. I feel that.
So I'm very appreciative of whoever listens, you know.
Same with us, you know.
Yeah exactly. Same here, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, like shit. But yeah, other than the album that's about to drop, is dropping the first, right? Is that the single? Is dropping the first?
February 1st. Yeah. That's the single with Nucci.
Okay, bet.
It's called The City. Yeah, and the album drops April 1st.
April 1st. Yeah. Oh yeah, so it's a minute out still.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I just okay. Gotta do a lot of promotion for real. I just want to get this. I want it to be noticed for real.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense for real. I feel that. But other than that, what other things like do you have like kind of like in your lexicon, like after the album, what are you thinking about doing kind of thing?
After the album, I'm actually doing a collab album.
So
yeah, with
so it's gonna be album wanna, back to back and then another album.
Yeah, I'm yeah. gonna, but you know, I'm gonna take my time with it for real.
Of course,
we just chopped it up, but I'm not gonna speak too much on it right now. But
of course,
yeah.
Bro, yeah,
I got something else coming out.
Completely understand, bro. Yeah. Nah, but yeah, bro. If you wanted to crank that little unreleased joint real quick, you know,
oh,
that
yeah,
little R&B
sure.
joint, that'd be dope. You know sure. what I'm saying? But I'll get you connected real quick.
I'm taking my ass to Chipotle, man.
Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? Is Chipotle open?
Yeah, it's like 9:15.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They got niggas in there folding burritos till like 10:30.
Like shit. But yeah, let me get you connected here, brother. Fucking hit you go to Bluetooth right quick.
All
right. Yeah, it should be Rodecast. It's called Rodecaster. RODE. Got it. I bet we in here. But yeah, we gonna get
this is unreleased Jamal J right here, man.
You know what I'm saying? A little attic exclusive. We get them all also. You know what I'm saying? A little
just often. I just want niggas to know we have had unreleased Jamal J, unreleased Chronic Beats, unreleased Cardi, unreleased. Did Wo Kill play unreleased joint? Maybe.
Nah, I mean, Jayco probably did. I think Dave did a few.
Jayco did. Playboi Carti, Jamal J. You know what I'm saying?
The latest in the unreleased unreleased pantheon on the attic. You know what I'm saying?
Here to take the unreleased crown is Jamal J.
Yeah, bro. Go ahead and play that joint. We got some unreleased right now.
This song called Something Different featuring Janae.
All right, bet.
Yeah.
Something different, you ain't never seen a thing. I can stimulate your mind that you wanna see. I just wanna be the one who makes you wanna smile. I just wanna be the one who never really tried to. Thank you.
seen a thing. You ain't never been living from this dick I be giving. Love and affection, that's all I need. And we set for this mission. Missionary in the backseat, I got you running like a track meet. Fornicating on vacation, I might give you a baby, huh? Turn that little girl into a lady. That's how we coming, mama. I ain't with no drama. If you want it, you can call me. I see these niggas ain't been treating you right. You in good hands, I'ma season you right. Eat that pussy like I lose it tonight. Kill the nigga if I'm losing the fight. You hear me? You ain't never had a love like this before. Set the speed, let me please you to the fullest. Let me treat you like a queen. I know these niggas type jealous. In the minds is only envy. I'm in the thighs and the Bentley. I ain't surprised that these feelings is mutual. I never seen a woman so fucking beautiful. Nails pressed right down to the cuticle. And fucking on the five, can't be watching from the cubicle. I give her my all and hope she finds what I got is suitable to her well-being. But mama, what is it that you bringing to the table? Sing it to me.
A little bit different than the shit that I've been hearing, you know what I'm saying? Stuff I've been hearing, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's a real good step.
You bring Shorty over, you cook her a grilled cheese, and you put this on.
A grilled cheese, son? Okay. With some Campbell's soup.
Shit. I mean, if she so desires.
Is she eight?
I mean, you know, I would hope she pick a different brand of soup.
Oh, man. Nah, but yeah, that was solid, bro. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a step in a good direction for real, for real. You know what I mean?
I definitely see what you were saying with the experimental direction as well.
Yeah.
You know, compared to the music that we had heard before.
Yeah, because it's more, you know, like I said before, you know what I'm saying? That boom bap. You know what I mean? That classic hip hop.
I think I really went in a lot of directions, actually. I went around. A route like Kendrick Lamar, you know, sing about me, I'm down in thirst. Yeah, you know,
one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah, for real. Jones so hard. I've always wanted to rap on that beat.
Mm.
I just never could because, like, that song was so perfect.
That
song is so flawless.
I feel that.
Like, I was like, you know, I could never do that, but I would always, like, you know, write some shit over that beat, and I'll find another beat.
Right. At some point, you'll find something enough like it. You'll be like, all right, this is my stamp on it. You know what I mean?
Because he's like, I just really like, I like listening to shit like that. It's like, I can understand it. And it's straightforward. And it's, you know, it's, I don't know, this. I just love the art.
Yeah, bro. I feel that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm gonna have to throw one into the vibe jar, but it's a vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's a damn vibe. You know.
You notice how
you can shut the fuck up.
Do you notice how you didn't say that the entire time, but the first time it was said, it was you?
Yep.
Do you notice that? How far in are we, by the way?
I'm trying to talk so we can make an hour. So,
okay. Anyway,
you got a minute so we can do an hour. I like all my things to be an hour.
Couldn't even wait an hour, and our average joint is an hour. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting to your boy. Is all I'm saying. You know, every time somebody come in here, he talk about the vibe jars for us. You know, and then a motherfucker look around, you play it back. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think I ever used the word vibe in any of my songs.
Yeah, good. You know what I'm saying? Nah, cause the damn jar was for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I'm not a smart dude, so like I don't know too many words.
Stop saying that.
I don't know too many words. So I'm just like, yeah, bro, it's a fucking vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's like we all just kind of like unilaterally decided that it's a stupid word. You know?
This is misdirection, and I won't have it. You know, niggas will convince you that they're unintelligent, and then they steal all your shekels. I say no more.
Go pee, God. I'm gonna talk about your land. Oh, let's talk about your plans. Oh,
I'm poor.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. You're fucking poor. Whatever, bro.
Oh, shit.
Goddamn. But
so poor.
Whatever, my nigga. But don't he. That nigga owns Sierra Leone. It's like shit. Early on, you were talking about like starting to do like more like promotional things, like starting to do like merch and stuff. Like, you have like solid ideas for stuff like you want to do for merch? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know, t-shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a couple hoodies. Nah, it's probably gonna be like long sleeve shirts.
Thank you, bro. I hate t-shirts.
Yeah,
I'm a long sleeve kid. Yeah, you know
me
what I'm
too.
Saying?
Me too.
Gotta hide a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's like don't want niggas to keep seeing my skin.
And some hats, and I think that'll be pretty much it. You know, just a little something.
Something simple. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Something simple. I think that's like the motif of kind of this like your whole thing, you know what I'm saying? Your whole like artistic thing is like you're very minimalist, you know what I'm saying? Like you don't really rely on like the not necessarily cheap tricks of like the rap industry and hip hop and stuff like that, but like you just rely on the bars, you know what I'm saying? Like you just rely on like just pure, you know what I'm saying? This is me,
If somebody say somebody throw shots at me, you know, just like a trap nigga or whatever, you know, basically what they would say is like, they're just threatening me. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, this. So if somebody would come at me, I'm telling you, like, it's the bars that I have.
Oh, Nick.
And I said it with my
song.
If
they come at you on some battle shit, bro, I think it's going to be a long day for cuz.
I said it in my song, Leave It To Me.
Cuz the blues, you know what I mean?
My song, Leave It To Me, I say, don't compete. I can't even remember what I said. I always forget my lyrics, but I said something about, you know, don't drop a song to compete with my bars or whatever.
Yeah, bro. Because it's a damn losing battle. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro. Like I said before, bro. Like, I'm real impressed with you, my man. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
especially, you know, because you're so young.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? He's like a year younger than me.
I mean, I'm like 2 years older than you.
Oh, you're old. You're getting an old fucker.
My joints hurt right now.
Oh, dude, I can't stand up without moaning.
Oh, Lord.
but yeah, like I said, bro, like, yeah, I'm like, we're both like real impressed with you and like in your professionalism, my man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, definitely keep going.
Just the
like,
polish, man. The polish is really, it's really a great thing.
Yeah, because like, again, like I said, like, you give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And like,
sure.
I think it's good that you continue to give a fuck. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, it's like, if you need anywhere to record, bro, let me know, bro. I'll get you in the highlight, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, good price, you feel me? But yeah, I think we can go ahead and wrap this one up, bro. I think it's been a good one for real, bro. But go ahead and like plug all the things you need to plug, bro. Like, your next album drop, all the things you need to do. Social medias and stuff. Yeah.
Before you do that, I was just thinking, I'm gonna start putting that in the descriptions.
What?
Like, let's start putting whatever they plug in the descriptions.
Oh, yeah. Because
I haven't been doing
that.
I just try to get a chuckle out of people.
Shit. I'll copy and paste all of them.
And I was like,
damn, why don't you write a damn bio yet? I got a post.
I saw you do it. I was like, why don't we do that more? I'm sorry. Please go ahead and plug everything.
Yeah, no problem, man. Hello. All right, shit.
Be like that, brother, man. Go. What's your socials, bro?
My Instagram, 1217.mall. Twitter, 1217_music. No, you can find me on all platforms, type in Jamal J. Dot.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Yeah,
I like it because the first thing to come up too, you type in just Jamal J. Dot, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, first thing to come up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Underrated, you know what I'm saying? Underrated way of marketing yourself, bro. Having a marketable name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A little more game from the attic and shit. But yeah, bro, when are the singles and albums going to drop, bro? Like, February 1st and April 1st, right?
Yeah, February 1st, The City featuring Nucci.
Yes, sir.
And then the album, The Calm, April 1st.
Yes, indeedy, bro. We got Jamal J up in here in the attic, baby. Tommy Times, River Warlord AM. We kill cowboys in the attic everywhere you get podcasts. Attic and Friends on all social media. Be on the lookout for all of our things. Well, by the time this is out, hopefully all those things are going to be around. So, you know what I'm saying? Check us out on Patreon, Attic and Friends. And buy guns and land, everybody. And we'll catch you next time. Bruh.